please.
The next application is case 11,899. Timothy J. and Lori A. Long seek variances from the front yard setbacks, section 115-82B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, approximately 450 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 37573 Lighthouse Road, Fen Oak Island. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, Map 23.20, Parcel 147. Specifically, they're requesting a 13.7-foot variance and an 18-foot variance from the front. Received 4 letters in support, no letters of opposition, 4 mail returns. The letters in support are from Heather Goodrich, and says that they are property owner of Lot 13, immediate adjacent. And they reviewed the request of the Longs, and they are in favor of granting the variance, and that this is a unique area for Fenwick Island with many properties, both front and old and new, with similar setbacks as requested. And the setbacks would be, as proposed, would be in keeping with the surrounding areas in the area, and will larger than the current front setbacks at the Longs property. And that is the same letter that is also signed by Cynthia Mather and Megan Lewis and JMH Investments LLC with James Elger as a partner. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies. William Scott from Scott and Schumann in Bethany Beach, Delaware, on behalf of the applicants, the Longs, who are here with me. I've got some materials. For the board's consideration, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, please. He needs to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy J. Long, 3305 Wadsworth Road, Phoenix, Maryland, 21131.
Okay, can you wait right here?
There you go, sir.
Lori Long, 3305 Wadsworth Road, Phoenix, Maryland.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
As Ms. Cornwell said, this is a variance request. It's a variance from the front setback. Specifically, we're requesting a 13.7-foot variance from the 40-foot required setback for a front deck that's proposed for a new home to be constructed on the property, and an 18-foot variance from the 40-foot setback for some stairs, uncovered stairs that would theoretically protrude into the further into the front setback. Tab 1 of the booklet that we handed out has a copy of the variance application. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, which is the continuation of Route 54, and it's on the east side of Route 1. Tab 2 in your booklet shows two different copies of the Sussex County map, the one with the imagery. The first one shows a little bit broader view. Outlined in yellow is the Longs property, and then the map behind that just shows a tighter view of the Longs property and focuses on the north side of Lighthouse Road. Currently, as Ms. Cornwell said, the property is currently zoned C1 commercial, although several of the properties in that area have historically been used as residential, including this property. There's a home that's been there for quite some time that's constructed on the property. If you look at tab 3 in your booklet, we've included some photos. We start with the Long property and the home as exists on the property. As you go beyond that, you've got some pictures to give you an idea of what the front setback looks like, looking both from east to west and on both the north and south sides of Lighthouse Road. Behind those pictures are some other properties in the surrounding area that have been redeveloped and had some new construction put on them over the last several years. If you look at tab 4, shows a survey of the property as it currently exists. The existing house is located 16.5 feet from the front setback. It's located almost entirely within the 40-foot front setback for that property. The house was put there some time ago. The shed that's in the back is also tucked up right against the rear property line. The request that the Longs have before you tonight would be that we'd have a variance from the front setback to enable, and this is shown at tab 5, is a proposed location of where new improvements would go. So it shows the home, and again, it meets the side and rear setbacks. We'd remove the existing storage shed that's at the rear of the property. And the front setback has a deck and some steps that would come in up to the first floor that would encroach into that 40-foot setback. I would also note that the property as existing also encroaches. It's located within essentially the entire front setback and also encroaches over into the side setback as well. The result, if the variance requests were approved, would be that the home would be located 26.3 feet from the front setback, or excuse me, from the front lot line, which is results in the 13.7 foot variance, and that the stairs be allowed to protrude that additional, or protrude, excuse me, that additional 5 foot beyond where the variance would be for the front deck. We would note as well that the average front setback along that street, this is in an area of Fenwick that's fairly unique. The lots are 50 by 100 for the most part that go along, and the homes are for the most part built up, tucked up against the front lot line. The average along the north side of Lighthouse Road is 15.3 feet from the front setback. So if the board so sought to approve our variance request, as proposed, the house would be set back about 10 feet, a little more than 10 foot from the average, and almost 10 feet from where the property exists now as shown on the county map. This area, as I said, this part of the county is the unincorporated part of Fenwick Island. That's been the subject of numerous requests for variances and for other adjustments, both for front, for rear, for side. If you look at tab 3, the photos in the back, the last three pages of photos give an idea of some of the properties nearby where there's been some redevelopment in the area, and the older homes have been removed, and some new developments have been put up in its place to give you an idea of what the character of the neighborhood looks like. We did approach the neighbors regarding their thoughts on our request for the variance. If you look at tab 6, we have the letters that Ms. Cornwell talked about. We also put at the front of that tab a small map just to give you an idea of where those property owners, their adjacency to the subject property, to the Longs property. So the Longs property is shown in yellow. That's parcel 147. The parcels that are filled in with green or blue, completely filled in, have produced letters in support that we've sent in. The four parcels that have an outline, if you will, of blue or green are owned by Bobby Steele and the Steele family. He indicated that we were permitted to represent to you tonight that he has no objection to the variance request. He knows that it's being submitted and has seen its details, but wasn't prepared to write a letter in support. Of course, we've got to address the standards for granting a variance as included in tab 1 as part of our application. The property, as I said, is unique in that it's narrow. It's a 50 by 100 foot lot. It was created prior to the current zoning. The house was constructed before current zoning was put in place. And again, is set back somewhat from the average along the other properties on that road. That because of those physical circumstances or conditions, that it can't be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance, and that authorization of a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If the variance were granted, the Longs would propose, again, to remove the house. The new house would have to be raised up to prevent possibility of flooding. The property that theirs is essentially a grade. And I would note that tearing down an existing home and replacing that with a home that fits the character of the neighborhood has been found to be a reasonable use of the property. These practical difficulties were not created by the applicant. They purchased the property, you know, as it exists, with the older homes on the front and the storage shed in the back. That it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. To the contrary, I think that the proposed construction, as the Longs have asked for, will more match the character of the neighborhood. A lot of the older homes in that area have been removed and replaced by newer homes that have been set back, you know, not quite to the 40 foot, but set back a little bit further, so that it's our belief that this variance application actually allows their property to more meet the essential character of the neighborhood. We would note too that, again, that there's been many applications for similar relief from side and rear setbacks and front setbacks in this area, and that the variance, if authorized, represents the minimum variance that will afford relief. Again, the Longs aren't asking to rebuild as close to the front lot line as the property exists now, but we believe that the 26.3 foot represents a more realistic use of the front of the property without sort of massing out to and using every available square foot that they might be able to ask for. With that, if I could just ask Mr. Long to stand up briefly. Mr. Long, you're the current owner of the property, is that correct?
I am.
And you've heard the representations that I've made to the Board of Adjustment this evening?
I have.
And you've reviewed the exhibit book that we prepared and submitted?
I have.
And would you adopt the testimony and the representations that I've made as your own?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. With that, we stand ready to answer any questions that the board may have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Whitman, we're going to start with you.
No questions. They get Emmett Sanders.
All right. Sure did. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. How many square feet per floor is the proposed home?
Good job.
We haven't finalized our home plans as of yet. We wanted to see how this would go before we, you know, did that work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, I take it that the side and rear setbacks are 10 feet?
Yeah, I think we actually have
Ms.
14
Cornwell.
Feet.
Give me just a minute. I'm going to triple check.
The side and rear yard setbacks are 10 feet in the C1 for a single-family house.
Okay. So you're looking at probably about 1,200 square feet per floor. Is that in that envelope?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Three-story?
Pardon me?
Three-story?
I'm sorry.
How many floors?
Three.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Tripp?
Yeah, I've got some. Off of that point, are you going to build on the ground floor, or are you going to be elevated and then three stories?
We'll be elevated.
So it'll be ground floor, you could park or do whatever, be elevated, and then three living floors above it?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Okay. Why aren't you building to the rear property line? Because I see there's a gap there. And maybe I'm reading the survey wrong, but it looks like there's at least a couple feet there between the rear property line, or the rear of the house and the rear property, the rear setback line.
Yeah, we were just looking at it from a standpoint of there's a pool that sits in the lot behind it for the motel. We figured if that were ever to leave, there would be a new building that would come up and just give us a little extra space, you know, back there.
Okay, well, I mean, one of the standards here is that you have to show that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So if you can build in the building envelope, that's one of the requirements. So that's why I was asking that.
Okay.
This deck, is that going to be an open first floor deck, or is that going to be a deck on each level?
A deck on each level.
Okay. Will any of those decks be enclosed with a porch or screened or anything like that?
Not at this time.
Okay. I noticed your Mr. Scott had mentioned something that this there may be it's at grade. Has there ever been flooding on the property?
It sits in flood zone AO. I've been told that it has the occasion to do it, but I don't think anything recent within the last maybe 15 years.
So that's a reason you want to get it up?
Yes.
Okay.
The other reason too is the parking on that street is challenging. The way it's set up, a lot of families, from what I understand, drop off their kids right on our street to get access to the beach, and so parking really isn't a premium. So that's really the whole reason to do what we're looking to do.
Okay. In looking at the photos, and I couldn't tell, is there a gap between the edge of paving and where your front property line is?
I don't know that we know that.
I saw there was a fence line, and then there looked like there was some grass, not much, but a fence line, like grass between that and the parking spaces.
I see that reflected. I think, if I'm looking at the current survey correctly, it's showing that fence just inside the front lot line.
Okay. And did you ever consider building a home that would fit within the building envelope?
And I think there hasn't been, there's a footprint, a building footprint that the Longs have looked at. They haven't gone down the line of trying to design what necessarily would fit that space, pending whatever the outcome of this request might be.
Then what would be the purpose of a variance of something that you haven't even designed? I mean, why don't you design something with decks in the building envelope?
Well, again, the idea would be that in similar to the other homes that are in the area
is the request being created a hardship created by the applicant?
Right. Well, the hardship at this point, we're talking about the narrower lots. If they would build back behind, down into the 40-foot setback, you've got something that's out of character. I mean, you've got that the only property essentially on that road set back 40 feet from all the other properties. So the exceptional practical difficulty of the area test that Mr. Sharp talked about before also has a provision where if it would be unfair to the property owner, if he would be losing something by not being able to make reasonable use of his property, then he's got the right to try and put on something there that's essentially fits within the character of the neighborhood.
Well, the standard, as your Mr. Scott, just to be clear, is that it has to be necessary to enable reasonable use, and
correct,
that the applicant cannot otherwise comply with the code. That's why we're asking some questions, because essentially what we have here is a blank slate.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I know this board looks at. One thing that I did have a question for Ms. Cornwell, I see this is off of Lighthouse Road, and I see it has a 40-foot front yard setback requirement. But in looking at the neighborhood there, this is where Lighthouse Road is, I would say, more residential than the larger Lighthouse Road that we know of to the west of there. If you were to go on the street on perhaps the other side or just down the corner there, are those 40-foot setbacks there or are they 30 feet?
Across the street or
I'm thinking
this way?
Like the either Bunting Avenue or perhaps I think it's Delaware behind it. Like if you were to go
those
the
would
next
be 30 unless they were state maintained roads, in which they would be a 40-foot front yard setback.
Okay.
What
there are some photos of Bunting.
Excuse
me. Last page of photos under tab 3 is looking north and south on Bunting from that intersection with Lighthouse Road.
Okay.
Do you know what the average setback is?
15.3 feet.
15.3 feet. Okay. Is there a reason that we couldn't do averaging?
They could. I believe they were actually doing.
I mean, that would make sense, and that way then there's no need for a variance.
Yeah.
If they wanted to move the house closer to the front yard setback to be at the 15 feet, that would be a question to ask the applicant.
Well, I mean, we're looking at a clean slate, as Mr. Sharp says, you know, and
actually,
you don't have a plan.
I apologize. They cannot because there is an existing house there. If it was a vacant lot, you can do the average of the front yard setback, but if there is a house there, they would have to look at it as a clean slate, and that front yard would then be the 40 feet.
Well, that seems like a logical answer.
Right. Well, I mean,
which is why they're in front of the board tonight.
Right.
All right. We were at the variance we were asking was for less than that. We certainly, you know, would be willing to have the same average of 15.3 foot.
Point taken.
Okay.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
I thought it was done earlier. Sorry.
That's okay. No. No further questions.
It's his fault.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that obviously there's a uniqueness with considering the other properties. In close proximity or adjacent. Given the fact that it could be averaged at 15 feet and they're not asking for that, then I think that's an argument that, you know, it's the exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. And therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Right.
Obviously won't alter the central character of the neighborhood if everybody else's or the average is closer.
Right.
And nor would it seem to be detrimental to public welfare. And I think it's a minimum afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve case number 11,899.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,899. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Russell?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,899 is approved.
Argued well.
Yes, indeed.